This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. More people talking about the time that they got fired from the 281, got fired in high school from a feed store for taking a homemade weed pipe out of their pocket, putting it back in their truck. Caught him on camera. They asked what it was, and he thought, you know, my boss does a little bit of recreation himself, so I'll be honest. Nope. Fired.
Nope.
And then this one was funny. They said they worked with a 20-year-old who was going to the Navy, and the 20-year-old asked them to buy, you know, a nice six pack.
Yeah.
And I guess he figured, hey, he's about to go serve our country. Least I can do is buy him a beer. Well, put it in the guy's truck. The guy took it out of his truck and put it in the cooler and brought it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Got caught. And this serviceman or future serviceman ratted him out.
Man.
Lost the job.
You can fight for the country. You can drink a beer.
But you can also snitch on the person who bought you the beer, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep those coming in. Why not? We could talk about those on a day where let's have fun remembering that everyone has lost a job or been fired except for apparently John Lopez. And always remember like the humanity of it all. But let's also go around the NFL, talk about what's happening, including another hold-in gets resolved. We mentioned the Terry McLaurin yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He ultimately gets a 3-year, $89 million. Was that the number? Dollar contract extension for Terry McLaurin. Well, another holding that was happening, and no, it is not the Cowboys resolving it. It's the Cincinnati Bengals
mm-hmm.
resolving theirs. Trey Hendrickson agreed to a reworked one-year deal in which they add $14 million to his contract. He's expected to get $26 million this year. Obviously, we saw the pass rushers, the edge rushers market get really bumped up at the very top.
Yeah.
We talk about Myles Garrett getting 40, talk about TJ Watt getting 41, guys getting paid. And Trey Hendrickson was like, I had 17 and a half of them things last year. Y'all better put some money on my books.
Yep.
They did.
They did.
But they reworked it for a one-year deal, not multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not seem like he got a no franchise tag clause. Mm-hmm. So I guess in theory, the Bengals could franchise tag him. Although, I believe this is from the Athletics beat writer that covers the Bengals. It is Paul Denner Jr. Is saying that the Bengals never had interest in Trey Hendrickson for the 2026 season.
Right.
So maybe they still wouldn't. They would not franchise tag him, and he'd be able to be free to go get some money if he wanted to in free agency at the end of the season. But 1 year, $30 million, which I think puts him as like the seventh highest paid pass rusher this season. Mm-hmm. He gets his $14 million, but he doesn't get security into future years. How did you view this?
This is how I viewed it. And tell me if you agree. If this were Nick Caserio doing it, and not the Bengals, we'd be good job. Good job, organization. I hate to say it because they are cheap. They do have a horrible reputation.
Not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. But the Bengals played this perfectly. If you're just looking at it from the outside in, because he's a 9-year veteran. He wanted more than a 1-year contract. Had he gotten more than a 1-year contract, they would have. And then somehow moved on or whatever, they would have gotten at best a fifth-round draft pick. Now they can get a third or fourth-round draft pick. They're only paying him for 1 year.
The compensatory pick, you mean?
Yeah, compensatory pick.
Mm-hmm.
They're only paying him for 1 year, They can move on. He'll be 10 years in as in a high leverage position. It's a good move.
Yeah,
it's a good move.
You keep him on a contract year, which I don't think is as important for a guy of his player as of his relative status.
Yeah,
I think, and I don't know how happy he is because again, this is when it seems kind of like a deadline makes deals type situation.
Money.
But he did get some money. He added 14 mil. I don't entirely disagree with you. Like I think that this was the Bengals handling this fairly well. We have to give credit where credit is due when I'm willing to offer, you know, criticism in other instances. I think it is a fair point to bring up that he is 30 right now, and he will be 31 by the end of the season. The question that you ask is how long does his pass rush success continue to be not just palatable for you playing him, but at the level that you want, right? Are you believing that he will give you 16, 17 sacks a season continuing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's fair to ask. And I think that the Steelers were probably in a similar boat, and they ultimately gave T.J. Watt, what was that, the 3 years on his contract? We'll see how that ages. The Bengals won't have to worry about that aging there. I don't know that they'll be a good team, though, because they still have a terrible defense.
Yeah.
But maybe you can take that money that you're paying Trey Hendrickson. You have the rookie guy that you brought in and Shamar Stewart, correct?
Yes.
I know that y'all had two Shamars that y'all sent out this year, so I'm trying to remember which one is right. But Shamar Stewart, you have that young pass rusher. You can maybe go back to the draft again next year. Or you could, I mean, just use draft capital, build up that defense, and then have some of that money that you would not be paying Trey Henderson next year to continue add in. Like, I actually think that they played this fairly well, not committing into the future.
It feels weird saying it, but they did. And you mentioned the Steelers. Steelers didn't do anything. Of course, T.J. Watt was a much bigger name and all that, but no, they did well on this.
Shout out to the Bengals?
Shout out to the Bengals?
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This feels weird. I don't like how this is just going to move quickly around because Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we continue around the NFL, and I bring you still in that same division. Why is the AFC North feel so damn interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And none of the conversations we've had are actually about Aaron Rodgers. That's wild. but we will talk about a quarterback here. And it is the Browns. They lied. They are not going to keep four quarterbacks. And honestly, thank God, because even I would feel bad talking about how stupid they are for keeping four. They won't. And the man that they get rid of is one who did not throw a single pass as
a
Cleveland Brown.
Ain't take a snap.
Not a single snap. Kenny Pickett is on the move for a fifth-round pick return to the Las Vegas Raiders, who lost Aiden O'Connell, who was probably the presumptive backup for them behind Geno Smith. He lost it. I think he had a hand injury that'll take him out 6 to 8 months, if memory serves. And so they needed a backup. Kenny Pickett, I guess, counts as a backup. And they make that trade, sending a fifth-round pick for the quarterback. And now the Browns have a more reasonable roster quarterback-wise. Do you like this? Because it's Joe Flacco at 40-some years old and then two rookies.
Oh, from the Browns' perspective, no, I don't see where, you know, you could say, oh, yeah, they got it figured out now because the two rookies, I mean, first of all, Shedeur Sanders, you know, who knows what you're getting there, and he didn't get a lot of reps. You know, Dylan Gabriel I don't think is real good. We'll see. And then you have old Joe Flacco. I was looking at it from the Raiders' perspective. Why not? You got Geno. Kenny Pickett has got some experience. You know, he's not great, but he's played. I think it's a much better deal for the Raiders' perspective,
especially when you were in a place where you need it. Yeah, you were just needy, and there weren't a lot of quarterbacks out there. We didn't talk about this. Sam Howell had been traded from the Vikings to where did he get traded again? Oh, sorry for forgetting. But the point being that the Vikings traded away Sam Howell as their backup.
Yeah,
and they brought in Carson Wentz, who was one of the better. And I understand how this sounds, but he was one of the better quarterback options out there right now. Probably the next best quarterback option that's out there. Is
as a backup? It's someone like this, someone on another roster.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely someone out there. Yeah. And mentioning Sam Howell got traded to the, and of course, I still am not seeing where he got traded. Apologies. Why am I forgetting? Because he had previously played with the Commanders, and of course, I just can't find it. I apologize. But
Slovis is out there.
Yeah, Slovis is now out there. If somebody wants him, as he's being released by the Texans. But the point being, this was a good move by Eagles. The Browns to ultimately get – it was the Eagles. Thank you. I thought that was weird because I was like, I thought Tanner McKee was a pretty solid backup. But, yeah, they take Sam Howell. Thank you and appreciate you for helping me out there. But, yeah, quarterback, you know, bingo is moving around. I know that immediately what comes up is people go, Davis Mills. I think Davis Mills is good where he is. But Now you end up with a Joe Flacco who could very easily lose, you know, be lost for a game. And then I think Dylan Gabriel is still number two.
Oh, no, he is number two. I just don't know how good he is.
No, I don't know how much I love that as a possibility. Speaking of, by the way, because we didn't talk about this yesterday coming out of the weekend that saw those guys play in their third preseason game. How did you feel about the kind of talk that's been happening with Shedeur Sanders specific to this preseason game, saying he's behind the offensive line that was never going to help before they got out of the weekend? Four of the five offensive linemen that were quote unquote blocking for him were not on the team. How did you feel about that? Because I thought it was much ado about nothing.
I don't know about the offensive line. That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get when you're playing.
Yeah, you playing in the fourth quarter. What he played in the fourth quarter?
He's
playing
late.
He's not alone. That happens to everybody playing in the fourth quarter. I think they're making it obvious. They don't have very high expectations or feelings about Shedeur Sanders right now.
At this moment, I think that there's still room for him to develop. He will be on this roster. Mm-hmm. And I think the things that he needs to work on are the things that we kind of knew coming in. He still runs backwards. He had a 24-yard sack.
Yeah.
I think he had multiple 20-yard losses at quarterback. And I understand the blocking in front of him wasn't that great. I don't think that serves as an excuse.
But you can't do that in the NFL, man.
Never.
Right. You can maybe do that. You could get away with it in college.
Yeah.
But in the NFL, that's a hell no.
No, no. You're going to get sacked.
And not only that, you're going to get sacked. You can't afford to lose 20 yards. Throwing the football is always an option.
Yeah.
I think that those are things that he still needs to work through. But the idea that he's going to have a roster spot, I think, is notable. I think that that's worth keeping a track.
I think this is the best position for him, man. Honestly, I don't think they just need to throw him to the wolves right now. Just chill, man. Just chill. Let Joe Flacco run the season and all this. If he get hurt, just go to the next man up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said Flacco's older than both of his backup quarterbacks combined. I believe that is correct.
It might be.
I believe that is correct,
he's only 40, though, right?
But
he's close, though.
Dylan Gabriel is – he might be breaking this by himself because I think Dylan Gabriel might be in that 25 range, if memory serves.
It's close, though.
Really young guys backing up a really, really old dude. And somebody said it was not a good deal to trade Kenny Pickett because if you were thinking that you're going to win this year, then you don't do that. Well,
are they thinking they trying? I mean, are they trying to win?
They might be thinking it. I don't know how viable.
I ain't settling with Kenny Pickett
either. They just want to get better. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, they definitely need to get a lot better as well. A lot of cuts happening around the league at this moment. I'll get you an update of some of the main ones, but – more importantly to me personally, and I know that sounds wild, but sincerely, more importantly to me right at this moment is the NFL Top 100. I give this to you every day, and it looks like we're closing this out, at least for Texans purposes, because we're getting into the, you know, I guess the 10 to 20 range. We mentioned yesterday that Amon-Ra St. Brown came in at 20, Jalen Hurts came in at 19, and coming in at 18, the last Texan that I believe will be on this list, unless something crazy happened with that voting, is Texans cornerback Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley comes in at 18. One of y'all had claimed that 18.
I had him at 18.
You had him at 18? Yeah. I guess 15 because I thought he would get a little bit more.
We was kind of in the close range, though.
I mean, not bad. Dexter Lawrence, by the way, comes in at 17. But stopping in about Derek Stingley, he was not ranked last year. He was not top 100. And yet this year he is now 18th. What was your impression of this? I understand that you had nailed this ahead of time or when we started getting closer to this.
Yeah, I was more just a guess as we got into the 20s. But I'm not surprised at all. I wouldn't have been surprised if he was, you know, in the top 15, to be honest. And to hear some of the things that people have said about him, I mean, the players are damn near in awe of his skill set.
Let's hear from him. Yeah. Obviously, you remember the NFL puts out these little video vignettes with each one of these that they release. We've been giving you a little taste of each of the Texans players, and I thought it was very interesting of the many. They had a little, what they, I think it's called a Greek chorus, of a whole bunch of different, I mean, Jameis Winston, offensive players, defensive players, just levying praise towards Derek Stingley. But I'll get you just the cornerbacks. There's three cornerbacks here. The first one that you hear is Patrick Surtain, one of the only guy that I think most players or most people will kind of levy or put at the same level or maybe above Derek Stingley. You'll hear Patrick Surtain. You'll hear the OG Marlon Humphrey, who's played this position quite a bit. And then you'll also hear from Reek Woolen of the Seahawks. These are these three talking about Derek Stingley.
I mean, he's just a ball hawk. Whenever the ball's in the air, you just see him making a play. And from a technical standpoint, he got one of the best techniques in the game that I've seen from the corner this year.
Stingley's a guy, I think his ball skills and athleticism are crazy. The stuff he does is super duper impressive.
He's a receiver at corner. Balls is crazy. Catching the interception, like he is calm when the ball in the air, like he's catching the ball like a receiver.
I mean, that's the cream of the crop talking about what he can do there.
I thought it was interesting. Patrick Surtain was like, his technique is insane because when you hear people try and find the distinction, you know, when you're trying to draw a line between two things that you probably can't actually find a distinction,
yeah,
you kind of end up drawing, you know, making something, blowing it up, something that is probably really minuscule. That's Patrick Surtain. And when they talk about the two of those guys, Stingley and Surtain, they usually are like, well, Surtain is probably more technical and right. does it, and Stingley is just more of an athlete. That's Surtain talking about Stingley's technical ability.
Yeah, there. Yeah, and it's pretty incredible. We've seen it from the get-go with him, and it just seems to be getting even bigger and better. And it seems like he's, you know, D'Amico's gotten to him about maybe being a little bit more of a willing tackler as well.
Yeah.
We're talking all-pro Stingley, man.
But an all-pro nod gets you, I mean, all-pro just inherently makes you one of the top 22 players when you're a first-team all-pro in the league. He is 18th, according to his peers in the NFL. And real quick, Derek Stingley, he was asked a particular question about his favorite play that he made last year. Yeah. This is one that what he gave.
What's the best play you made this season?
Game against Tyreek. At the end of the game, they needed to get down the field. I was figuring they were going to try to take a shot.
That better be defensive player of the week right there. It's Stem.
He's really a receiver that just amazing that corner.
Man, that's probably the best play I've ever seen, all right? Best play I ever seen. For you right there to close it out, man, ask you to cover and man coverage and lock guys up, that's what you do.
Yes, that's D'Amico after the game saying, like, directly to him, best play that I ever seen. And he's seen some plays,
let
me tell you, both playing, coaching with the Niners, and then coaching with this team. Might be the best play, but that was a huge one. That one shut out, you know, closed the door on the Dolphins game. And as he mentioned there, I think it was Kalen Bullock that also said it in this vignette. He's one up moving around the field now this year and last past year and headed into the season. He follows guys, he locks them down, and he's able to solidify games. I was about to do the thing where I gave you a little bit of credit on the closer nickname. It's still bad, but he does operate like that.
He does. He baits them. He baits receivers into thinking they're open, and then
he runs the route for him.
Closes.
You're right, Retro Ren. That All-Pro nod did catapult Sting into the list and to the top of it. He's 18th in the top 100. And there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us, trying to keep up with all the movement and the cuts and the shaking of what's happening. Ty-J Spears for the Titans, by the way, who suffered a high ankle sprain earlier this month.
I'm glad you brought this up.
He is being placed on injured reserve. So that's one of the better running backs that the Titans have is not going to be available for the first 4 weeks.
And the Texans play him week four.
But, like, we got something in common, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're not wrong. We'll talk more about that. Obviously, Joe Mixon looking like he'll go onto the injured reserve himself or the physically unable to perform list, whichever one of those. You get the same point. Most important thing, he won't play for the first 4 weeks of the season. We'll talk about that. But there's some more cuts that have happened, or just generally some cuts that happened. We talked more about the offensive linemen to start the show. I kind of want to talk about some of these other cuts, particularly the ones in the defensive secondary. Mm-hmm. How are we viewing these? What are they telling us about what the Texans are doing and maybe where they're going? Let's talk about all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so cut down day here in the loop on Sports Radio. Well, not at Sports Radio 610, but the Texans are cutting down.
Unless
to 53.
You know something.
Again, they don't tell me nothing.
Hey, cut down day be happening out of nowhere around here, man.
This is true. Every day, potentially.
You look up and be like, whoa, wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah.
Someone was sitting there a second ago, weren't they?
Yeah. It was all good about a week ago.
That's right. What they say. That is what they say. All right, so just to run you back through the names that we – actually, let me start with the newest of the guys that we know have been released. Long snapper Blake Ferguson, who had not his best showing in that preseason game versus the Lions. He has been released. That was to be expected, though. Austin Brinkman supposedly on track for the game one – or week one here in about, what is that, 12 days. He was dealing with an oblique injury, according to a source that was talking to Aaron Wilson. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that was to be expected. We knew that he was just kind of a body to get them through that game. However, still notable that he is no longer on the squad. Defensive end Casey Tuhill has been cut, which that also to be expected. I mean, he was probably bringing up the rear when it comes to the pass rushers. Without any disrespect to him, that's a really good group to bring up, be bringing up the rear on. But yeah. I don't think he had a really good opportunity to get through, but he did a solid job himself. Those are the new ones. When it comes to the Texans, the ones that we had previously had, the ones that we knew, Ladarius Henderson, Keaton Slovis, Nick Neiman, Trent Brown, Irv Smith Jr., who, according to Aaron Wilson, was likely going to IR. That seems like it makes sense because he was playing off the practice squad last year anyways.
Right.
I think that could be something that happens again. Jalen Mills and Arthur Millett are the most interesting ones to the conversation that I want to have here, Lopez, because depth at defensive back has been something that we on this program have been really training our eyes on. I'm not saying that obviously the rest of the guys on the station haven't been talking about it, but for us, I know that has been a real concern that we've been thinking about, with all due respect, knowing that the defensive backfield starters are phenomenal.
If you're healthy, Gardner Johnson figures to come back.
If you're healthy, your five is the best five. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say, like, if you're talking about, we're playing nickel, here's our secondary in nickel. This is the best five that I mean, or at least, just to be conservative, top three.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, top three. Now, it gets a little dicey because it's kind of like the offensive line. We knew more about the secondary, but we kind of convinced ourselves that's a good five, you know, for the starting offensive line. We have no idea about depth, especially as these cuts that you're talking about are happening and the Cam Robinson trade rumor or whatever. It's more perplexing in the defensive secondary, because we thought coming into the season they had real good depth at safety. They ended up not because of Jimmy Ward and other reasons, C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting hurt, et cetera, although he'll come back. And cornerback has always been like, well, let's see who steps to the forefront. You know, because there were some familiar names up there. D'Angelo Ross is safe for now anyway. Jalen Smith has shown a few things, but there's not a lot of provens back there at the cornerback position. Mollett. You know, they brought him in. We thought, you know, maybe that's going to be the piece that bolsters, you know, the depth at nickel. Doesn't seem to be. It's not the case, actually.
No, and I know that it was mentioned that Mollett had been the guy who was after behind Petrie because Miles Bryant had moved and was playing with the safeties. And I talked about it yesterday. I think that's because of the versatility that Miles Bryant brings. Yeah. And now he stands alone as the only guy outside of Jimmy Ward who I imagine is going to make it through on, like, physically unable to perform or whatever, as they continue to try and wait and let the courts handle his matter before they decide what they want to do ultimately. I think that with the guys that are going to be there, Miles Bryant is your guy who steps in for Jalen Petrie should you need somebody to back him up. He's his understudy. Now, it's interesting because people are kind of talking about Jalen Mills being gone compared to D'Angelo Ross. Mm-hmm. And I think that those guys play different positions. I've been interested, and that's more happening on the YouTube, and you know, no shade to anybody saying that, but those guys are still in places where we don't know what's going to happen. And there's still clearly going to be some cutdowns necessary in this cornerback room, because Millett going, he was more that inside cornerback. Mm-hmm. We're still looking at what the cornerbacks look like on the outside. Yeah. And if we go there, I think we're talking about Jalen Smith, who, if they cut him, I might run through the halls of this building naked, yeah, right? Because it just does not seem like that's within the possibility. No,
they will not.
Don't. By the way, don't hold me to that. I was just saying things. Yeah, that was not no bet.
I was about to say,
that wasn't no bet.
I wouldn't make no bet like that.
That wasn't no bet.
You're saying crazier things.
That was not a bet I was making, by the way.
You will be clothed.
Okay, thank you.
I've seen people run through in their underwear, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
I might do that, yeah, but I also think
who the hell did that?
That'd be an HR meeting waiting to happen.
Laura?
See, I missed all the good stuff, now, didn't I? I might get an HR meeting for saying that alone. But then you have Tremont Smith, mm-hmm, you have D'Angelo Ross. All those guys are still technically there right now. I see a lot of people clamoring for the possibility of D'Angelo Ross being cut. But I mean, seeing
that man has a family. I know. Why are y'all trying to cut that man?
Thank you. But yes, those guys are still alive at this moment. Mm-hmm. How do you see this playing out? What is the immediate moves of Mills and Millett being gone in the defensive backfield? What does that tell?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you.
Well, I first of all, I think they are leaning toward D'Angelo Ross at one spot. Who knows? Tremont Smith, Damon Arnett, who knows? But here's the thing. Even if you feel safe right now, and again, with all due respect to those people having families, I wouldn't get too comfortable. There are a lot of cornerbacks out there. There are a lot of cornerbacks out there that the Texans might just feel are even better fits, even if you just acquire them right now. You know, so there are some possibilities out there.
All right. Considering what we saw from D'Angelo Ross, Tremont Smith, I don't think has been poor, but I don't know that he's operated to the level where I go. Definitely going to be in one of those cornerbacks. And then Damon Arnett, it doesn't feel like he's far enough along in his return to football or whatever. Does the Kadar Holman thing feel like it holds any weight in this cornerback thing? Obviously, he's not been signed or anything, but he was brought in and that he's played cornerback in the system. Does that at all factor into you, or is that just a note that could possibly happen?
Well, I think what factors in is what I just said. They're still looking. You know, don't get too comfortable.
Mike Hilton that's been cut or guys like that.
Don't get too comfortable, that you feel like you're safe here, because even though the others have maybe been released already, who knows about what your status is going to be and you feel pretty good, about making the team, there are other options. Just the fact, Reggie, that they brought Kadar Holman back for a tryout is a message.
You think so?
Yes. Because maybe they're thinking practice squad or whatever, but they're going to kick. I mean, they are kicking the tires, you know, to see what they might get there.
Yeah, and I appreciate the due diligence because they need to. They, mm-hmm. I think, giving yourself the best opportunity to cover for your back, for your defensive backfield is responsible. That is the fiduciary responsibility, as Nick Caserio mm-hmm. likes to say, of that man in that seat, making sure that yes, you have the top line that's very good, but if you want to make a deep run, it's not going to be about 22 mm-hmm. guys. It's going to be about guys on that depth chart that have to come in and make plays at points during this season. Everybody's got to be capable of it. And right now, the defensive backfield depth-wise needs to look a little bit better. But it does feel like they're valuing versatility, as they always do, because I think Miles Bryan mm-hmm. is a statement about versatility and physicality. That is the other thing that they are valuing, because I think that was the big thing that got Arthur Millett cut, with all due respect. He mm-hmm. can definitely do the covering stuff. Could he come up and be that, you know, third linebacker of sorts, even as you're playing nickel, kind of like Jalen Petrie? I think Miles Bryant does that significantly better than Mullet.
And now let's look at the starters, because if you think, okay, well, there's the good news is we're talking about depth. You know, we're talking about depth in the secondary. That's way ahead of where this team was just a couple of years ago. The bad thing is, let's talk about the starters and the expectation that they will play more than 15 games. You know, you can go across the board. You know, you don't want it to happen, but the depth is so important on this squad, because Kamari's missed games. Stingley, previously had missed games. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is probably going to miss games unless something happens between now and.
Are you the question that you brought, like the idea that they play 15 or more games? How many of these guys that you're starting defensive backfield do you feel like fit in there?
That will?
Yeah.
Interestingly, you know, one of the knocks on Stingley when he came out was he missed some games. I feel pretty good about him, being out there.
Let me go ahead and knock on some. Yeah, is this particle board, or does it count as wood?
There's wood in there.
Okay, very good.
There's wood in there. I feel pretty good about him. Jalen Petrie has missed games. If you go into, their game logs, this is not a small deal. It's good that we're talking about depth, but this is a secondary that has missed games in the last couple of years.
All right, so real quick.
Across the board.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Real quick before we go, because this is a name that I did not realize was out on the street. There's been a number of cuts happening. Kobe Bryant was cut by the Falcons. He, three-time all-Big 12 guy at Kansas, but obviously a young guy. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at cornerback and the possibility of adding a fourth cornerback from somewhere else, would you go for a younger player like a Kobe Bryant, or would you go for like an older veteran who maybe is getting cut like a Mike Hilton?
Depth, I'd go veteran. Wouldn't you?
I think so as well.
Yeah, I think I'd go veteran.
You kind of have your young player in Jalen Smith. Mm-hmm. I think having a guy who's done it is probably – now, of course, the bigger thing is, can they play? Whether they're young or older, like, can they give you something on the field? But I think that I would prefer, if I could, having a player that's a little bit of a veteran – if you're going through that. But of course, beggars can't be choosers, and that's what happens when you're starting to pick through other people's scraps, so to say, with all due respect to the dudes who are being cut, is that you cannot necessarily determine ahead of times what you're going to find. So what you find is what you find.
And they're popping in here. So
this is one of the busy days of the year for Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. And so we'll continue to watch what they're doing All right, do I have to give the updates again as the number of guys, of all the guys who have been released? Do I have to do that one more time?
Right now?
Do it just in case.
All right, here we go. If you have not
told. Some people probably getting in the car right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep an eye on this. And if I do not mention the player, that means that they're still alive, okay? So Casey Tuhill has been released. Connor McDermott has been released, the tackle, which...
Played pretty good that last game.
Makes Reggie happy. He didn't care about that man's family.
I care about his family. I just want his family to get.
He don't care about his family.
I just want his family to make get their sustenance from somewhere else. Yeah. Arthur Millett, Blake Ferguson, Trent Brown, Nick Neiman, Jalen Mills, Keaton Slovis, Ladarius Henderson, and Irv Smith Jr. And Trent Brown. Did I mention Trent Brown? Did I say that? There's a lot of names, but those are the guys that have been cut to this point. We're continuing to watch it as they try and trickle down to 53. That'd be nice if they got 63.
That'd be cool.
and we'll keep you updated there as we go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, and including whatever is happening there. Any word on Ward? We'll let you know what that is next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. The big thing kind of occupying my brain at this moment, and I mean that quite literally, is cut down day for the Texans, because I'm using like a website to keep track of where the roster is at this moment, and I believe we are down to 78 on the roster. As just a minute ago, Jonathan Alexander reports that the Texans have released wide receiver Daniel Jackson, the other gentleman that came from the University of Minnesota. I imagine that we will keep the other Minnesota cat. Do you feel good about that one?
I think so.
Considering that he is slated to start at left tackle, Arianta Ursary, but Daniel Jackson has not made the roster. So, yeah, 78 is where I have
it. Long
it.
Way to go, man.
There's still a number of cuts that are coming on the day. But, yes, the ones that I have seen kind of confirmed by the various reporters, Jonathan Alexander, Aaron Wilson, so on, so forth, are – you know, including Daniel Jackson, Casey Tuhill, the edge rusher, Connor McDermott, the tackle. Who else? Arthur Millette, the cornerback. Jalen Mills, the safety. Who somebody was saying they thought he'd be a good addition. He came in late in camp. He, you know, last year was not very good. If we're going to be entirely honest, like, I don't want to be, you know, unnecessarily cruel to anybody, but he has not been of that same caliber, and so he came in depth-wise, and it feels like they're going to go with the guys that they trust a lot more. Who else was I? Okay, I'm trying to get through the ones that I can recall here.
You said Tuhill?
Tuhill. Keaton Slovis also. Mm-hmm. Trent Brown also has been released. There's a lot of names here, and I should just use, because off the top of my head, I'm not doing well enough. Ladarius Henderson. Nick Neiman also been released.
And he was in the mix for a while.
Nick Neiman, especially like special teams-wise, those are the guys that would get tough is when you go, I know when it looks at the depth chart for what their normal stated position is, probably could be cut.
Yeah.
But how does Frank Ross feel about them, and where do they fit in there? Ends up making being kind of a curveball of sorts. That didn't save Nick Neiman. It seems like Jake Hansen will have his spot, will have that spot, or we'll see how that continues to get cut down. Only God knows, right? But then Irv Smith Jr. is the other one that I was forgetting. Aaron Wilson seemingly saying he might make it to the IR, and maybe we'll see what that looks like there. But that might mean some good things for Harrison Bryant as the third tight end.
In fact, yes, I think
that
it does.
Very much puts you in the place, because you have three tight ends on your roster. Dalton Schultz cased over Harrison Bryant. That feels like the easy way to go about that. Well, I guess you have also still have Luke Lachey.
Yeah, but that's probably practice squad. Where are you looking like the most interested sort of depth piece that, like, because I'm looking at Justin Watson, Braxton Berrios, you know, at the back end of that receiver
room. Leaves there. Yeah, that's definitely one that I'm looking for. The one that I'm still also, defensive line, if I can cheat and combine two, which of the edge rushers and which of the defensive, interior defensive linemen ultimately go? Because there, it feels like if I'm cutting down mentally, Kurt Heinisch probably you could say bye to, with you know, appreciating him for the way that he's continued stepped in and be a professional. Hey guy in DBC, it feels like, yeah, international player, that's cool. You'll keep him around practice squad probably and help him continue to develop. Togiai versus Fatu
Kasi.
That's
the other one I was thinking
that
about.
That one, I don't know how they play that, and that feels like that's just a what do you value more, that consistency or the high-end possibility of Fatu Kasi, and which you mentioned yesterday, the run-stopping. And then on the outside, Danico Autry is a name that just stands out to me, because you could save a little money by moving off of him, but he has a versatility going inside-outside as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's the other one. And then safety position. You know, we've mentioned a couple times now, Russ Yeast. Where does he fit in? Jalen Reed's not going anywhere. MJ Stewart is there. It'll be interesting at those. So there are still some key places that we have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so we're keeping an eye on that as we continue. But also something that I can't wait to get my eyes on is the number 44 for your Houston Astros. I still am, like, kind of looking for
I've looked. There's no official update yet. But he'll be back today. I'm really
don't start guaranteeing nothing.
I'm not guaranteeing.
He's gonna end up feeling something in his hamstring if you start talking about
that's a lot.
That's the fly in the ointment. It's like, oh yeah, we're expecting him back Tuesday. Wait, what? He slipped? He fell down? No.
Don't do that. I feel bad laughing at that. That's terrible. But yeah, we're hoping to see Jordan back in the lineup today. Astros start a 3-game set against the Rockies at Daikin Park. And that'll be huge if you get that bat back in the lineup. You mentioned it. Left-handed bat, which is a huge part of this, but just a terror to opposing pitchers. Even if he looks like what he had been prior in the season, which God
forbid.
Even
just stepping into the box.
He changes the way and the mentality that a pitcher goes about pitching.
It's the way he looks. No, absolutely. And then you know, we mentioned this earlier, but it's worth repeating just the way that he impacts the lineup, and especially 3, 4, 5, 6, all of a sudden it makes pitchers look different, approach different, et cetera. And it's really good, too, that, you know, you're facing a couple of teams that you figure to score some runs on, maybe gain that confidence up with the Rockies and then the Angels in after that.
Yeah, that'd be quite a week for Yordan, yeah, if that's the case, where you go from beating up on double-A players and pitchers for 4 games, and then you come up and you're like, now I face off against the Rockies, who might as well be,
yeah,
like the equivalent of facing off against a lower level of, you know, major league, mm-hmm, and then you get the Angels after that as well, all at home. Today, I should have said, I said happy Yordan day. It is a happy Hunter Brown day as well.
Yes,
he'll be
is
on the mound. And then you go Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jason Alexander, the three that you trust probably the most,
mm-hmm,
in whatever order that you would like to go ahead and order those guys.
Hunter Brown's one. Framber is, we'll see with later.
Are you about to put Jason Alexander ahead of Framber?
Hey, what have you seen in the last 3 starts from both of them?
Just in the last 3 starts,
yeah,
it does feel like Jason. That sounds, yeah, like sacrilege. I'm not going to say that. But that's what you have for the Astros. But, of course, Hunter Brown on the mound for the Stros today. That I do know. We'll keep you updated as soon as I have confirmation that it is indeed a Yordan return day. Outside of that, I did want to talk about this. And we obviously there's more time to talk about it. But do any of y'all have YouTube TV for your service?
Oh, boy, this is big.
Because public service announcement. If you're a sports fan for this weekend, particularly a college sports fan, because that's the sport that'll affect the most, in my opinion,
mm-hmm,
you got to be careful, because it seems like Fox and YouTube TV are locked in a carriage dispute headed into week 1 of college football, including
Baylor-Auburn Friday.
Baylor-Auburn Friday, which is a game we kind of laughed at when the general, mm-hmm, John McClain, mentioned it with Texas Radio. But it is a big game.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor very, very well could win the Big 12 this year.
How are you feeling about Hugh Freeze?
I can't be honest about Hugh Freeze on these airwaves, because he'll hop into my DMs. He's that kind of dude. And that's not a joke. He does that.
Yeah.
But, that Auburn is not a bad team, mm-hmm, upwards inflection this year. So that really could be a big game, mm-hmm, there. And then Saturday very much is a big game, where you have Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah. Imagine YouTube subscribers. Wait, what? I can't watch that game?
We have so...
What happens every year?
We're having so
every
many carriage disputes.
Every year.
I think they're doing it with Fox too, right?
That's Fox and YouTube. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Because I think the people, because it's happened so much, people are like, oh, it gets settled. I think that as these companies continue to ask these carriers for more and more,
mm-hmm,
I feel like they're going to stop saying yes. Because, again, not that I'm like, oh, man, boo-hoo to these poor,
yeah,
TV companies or whatever. But it is worth noting that, you know, the carriers, what they're being asked for to carry these, mm-hmm, is getting more and more as subscribers to these various different TV, you know, apps or whatever,
mm-hmm,
dwindle. If I know that live sports really makes all the money for these things, but if all the money is just being directly funneled to a live sport, they're not going to exist. So I think at some point they're going to actually try and take a stand, and that only serves to, in the short term, hurt the viewers who want to watch these games.
Well, and it's as simple as the price is going to be too high for the consumer. You know, these are like sometimes you'll say it's whatever, $1.30. You know, that they're haggling over, you know, per carrier or whatever.
Per streamer or per subscriber.
Subscriber. Well, that just, I mean, it adds up year after year after year. And they know that there's going to be a point of, you know, where it's going to regress. So, yeah, no, it's big.
Yeah. And I said all that just to point to the idea that they're just going to get it settled before,
mm-hmm,
Friday's game or Saturday's game. I'm not certain anymore.
Yeah.
I would usually in years past be like, oh yeah, they'll get it settled, because that's why they do this, mm-hmm, why they set their, you know, the dates for these time periods, so that
right before football season,
so that they have something they can lean on. Yeah. These,
funny,
hey,
how that works.
Ain't
out
doing that with the NBA.
That's right.
They're not, like, they do it at this time period where they go, your, wow, subscribers want to watch this, and, yeah, if you want to carry it, you'll pay what we want.
They start late August, yeah, every,
right,
single year.
Yeah.
Man,
Fox puts on the ski mask, like, you want Texas on these screens, right? Yeah. You want Ohio State on these screens.
Yeah. Will be a blackout.
I think YouTube TV, mm-hmm, and all these companies, they're starting to get to a place where they go,
yep,
we'll call your bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have YouTube TV, I'm not saying that it will happen. I'm just saying maybe start figuring out what your backup plan is to watch these games just in case.
Get to that bar Saturday.
Yeah, me and Lopez ain't got to worry about that one.
Why is that?
We're good on
that. Why is that? Do y'all subscribe to another one?
I subscribe to basically everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, I bet you do. We good over here.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, does that mean we're not cutting him? Who are we talking about in that instance, A32? There's a lot of names that we've mentioned here. Someone did ask a question, though. Because I was talking about Miles Bryant. I think I've become the Miles Bryant supporter here. I don't realize how this happened, but here I am. He's worn 27. Woody Marks, who it feels very much like he'll make the roster, he's worn 27. Who keeps the number?
That's a great
if they
question.
Both make the roster.
You think Miles Bryant?
I think Miles Bryant keeps the number.
Veteran?
Yeah.
Veteran, so. He's worn it last year, but then also, I get it.
Unless a new number come available, like a new cooler number or something like that.
Yeah. But he's already worn 27, so I think he'd be more likely to keep it. It's worth remembering, Woody Marks wore 4 at USC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he has attachment to 27. Now, I don't remember.
You know what? I think I agree with you.
I don't remember him in high school or what his number was there, but I don't know that he has an attachment to 27. He might look up and be like, all right, well, one of these other 20s came open or whatever, and I'll jump there. I don't know. I think he might do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be Woody Marks gonna have to get another number.
And then this question is coming in, and we're all over cut down day, and that's some of what we'll talk about coming up next. But Crime Watch on the YouTube page said, "Is Jakob Johnson making the team? Fans from Europe want to know." And I feel pretty strongly about the Jakob Johnson.
I don't know.
I was listening to Payne and Pendergast this morning. They seem to be a little bit more tepid on the idea of Jakob Johnson. So let's talk about that. But also the bigger thing in the running back sphere. So now we know officially that Joe Mixon is not going to be on the roster for the first 4 weeks because he's on IR. Are we certain he's going to be there after? What does this mean for the running back core? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.